I went down to the park just to fill up the day. I saw folks playing frisbee and catching some rays. And I felt a bit down when it got to the day's end, wishing that there could be more to my weekend. When out of the blue came a dog with his master, a perfect little terrier, white alabaster, with a glint in his eye and a confidence in his gait. Even when lifting his right leg to urinate, he seemed to say he was somehow superior. And me, I was thinking, this dog seems familiar. I stared at the hound, and then that's when it came to me, bringing back memories of this doggie's fame to me. This dog was not any regular rover. This was the dog they made all the fuss over. Who would have thought I'd cross paths on this Sunday in June with the first dog to walk on the moon? You see, this dog somehow got all this attention. Even his master got less of a mention. When they opened up space travel for the civilians, his master, a playboy, had spent several millions to go to the moon. And to make it all merrier, he had decided that he'd take his terrier. Talk shows and newspapers ate up the story. You'd see this white pup on the tube in his glory. The dog's popularity would never falter. He even got interviewed by Barbara Walters. They covered the training and all preparations, and it seemed like we all held our breath as a nation. The day of the liftoff for this little pet, and later the image we'll never forget. That first step for canines in his little doggy spacesuit. For the first dog to walk on the moon. And when I was young, I had my dreams of greatness, of flying in rockets in space, being weightless. I dreamed I could be like some star of space travel, but many years later my dreams would unravel. I guess I just wasn't a good enough student. I made some life choices that weren't so prudent. I work on the phones now in customer service, telling my callers,
"Hi, Bob, at your service."
I'm fielding complaints at this 800 number. What I do for money just couldn't be dumber. My company makes things like hair dye for men. I hear the same questions again and again, things like,
"Is it okay to use this on my eyebrows?"
When it says on the box, "Not for use on your eyebrows," and it sure doesn't seem I'll do anything great all that soon, like this dog who has been to the moon. And God, I don't know if you're somewhere out there, but if you are listening, it's truly unfair. I look at this dog and I see he has knowledge like nothing I learned in community college. This dog has seen worlds that I never will access, and he won't have to struggle with failure or taxes. This is a dog that has so much I lack. This is a dog who has been there and back. And God, I don't know if there's reincarnation, but if you can help me in this situation, there's just one thing that I hope you can do for me. Maybe next time you can really come through for me in my next life, 'cause I know this one's shot. In my next life, make me something I'm not. What I'm asking to be, as I pray to you under these stars, is the first dog to touch down on Mars.